Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the dry weather concerns of our cattle industry with Ross Wilson of TCFA in just a moment. For improved wheat quality and yields, farmers across the Southern Plains are discovering the benefits of Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola as a rotational crop, allowing the opportunity to break up weed, pest, and disease cycles. Increasing global demand for canola oil at attractive commodity prices also make winter canola a profitable alternative to continuous wheat. To learn more about the benefits of Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola, contact your retailer or seed company representative or visit Genuity.com. Always follow IRM, grain marketing, stewardship, and pesticide label directions.
If you are a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings at the Delaware Nation in Anadarko, Oklahoma, August 2nd through the 4th, where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Delaware Nation in Anadarko, August 2nd through the 4th. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meetings.
Severe to exceptional drought gripping a lot of the southern plains from southern Kansas into Oklahoma and Texas, New Mexico, and eastward into Louisiana. Ross Wilson, top hired hand for the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, says for the cattle industry in general and for his feedlot operators, it's been a tough situation. A lot of hot temperatures, no rain to go along with them.
You're right. Record drought, record temperature has combined to make it a pretty dire situation in a lot of places in the Southwest. Most people that you and I know are praying for rain. We hope that that'll be an answer to those prayers in the not too distant future. Calf prices, as you know, are incredibly good. And with the liquidation of cows that's going on in a lot of the southwestern and southern United States, it's even going to get better as far as prices are concerned. That's great for the cow-calf and stocker operator. Not so great in some respects for the cattle feeder. The other thing that our folks are watching obviously very closely, as we always do, is the corn crop, and hoping that this combination of drought in some areas and excess moisture in other areas doesn't equal to a bust of a crop. Right now, we're fairly optimistic on that crop. So in the short run, today, feed yards are not making any money to speak of at all. They're holding things together. Their short-term focus is replacement cattle at a reasonable price and corn at a reasonable price. Their long-term focus, however, is watching the liquidation of this cow herd and where are those future feeder cattle supplies going to come from.
I know that you mentioned corn. In your market analysts that work for you at the TCFA have talked about this unusual basis that we've been facing in the corn industry.
Yes, without question, some historically high basis in our part of the world. And again, combination of things. With the drought, we've got cattle being liquidated off of pastures, and so the placements in the feed yards have been exceptionally large these past few months. So you couple that short-term demand with what's going on in the Midwest and the uncertainty of the crops, the hand-to-mouth situation of the old crop corn, and then within the last couple of months, because of all the moisture and flooding, the challenges and difficulties of getting these unit car trains into our part of the world, actually having to reroute trains from traditional routes around several states, has combined to, as Don Close on our staff has noted, create historically high basis for our grain.
Vocalizing some of the worries of the cattle business right now, Ross Wilson with the Texas Cattle Feeders. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.